ready for kickoff. This is the pregame show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is the pregame show coming to you from South Point Hotel and Casino. I'm Femi Abebefe, getting you set to go for week number 3 in the National Football League, 1 hour away from kickoff of the full Sunday slate. We have 9 games in the early window, 4 games in the afternoon, 1 game on Sunday Night Football between the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers. But first, let's roll down the list of actives and inactives, because 8:30, that comes out, time to digest it. Lions are moving. We have all sorts of movement on the board here, so let's get right to the important stuff. As Colts quarterback Carson Wentz, it was expected, the news came out last night that Wentz will play with the 2 sprained ankles. He is officially active for the Indianapolis Colts. Important note, though, they will dress 3 quarterbacks. Both Jacob Eason and Brett Hundley will dress for the Indianapolis Colts just in case Wentz can't make it through the entire game against the against the Tennessee Titans. The Colts are 4.5-point underdogs, total sitting at 47 in that game. Cleveland and the Chicago Bears, Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham will make his 2021 debut. Tore his ACL 11 months ago, was inactive for both their games in week 1 and week 2. He is in for the Cleveland Browns. Browns right now taking on those Bears, 7.5-point favorites with a total of 44.5. The Arizona Cardinals and Jacksonville Jaguars. Cardinals will have wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. He dealt with rib issues, didn't practice at all this week, but is active for their game. Cardinals 8-point favorites here at the South Point. They're 8.5-point favorites with a total sitting at 51. 51.5 is the consensus line on that total. Big news for the Los Angeles Chargers. Joey Bosa, their defensive end, edge rusher, is active for their game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs laying 7, total at 54.5. Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins. That game, we talked all about the Pittsburgh Steelers inactives, and there are plenty with T.J. Watt, Deontay Johnson, all those guys for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those guys will not be playing, but the Bengals did learn that wide receiver T. Higgins, who's dealt with a shoulder injury, he is also inactive for the Cincinnati Bengals. So that line right now, 2.5. Can you believe that? Pittsburgh laying 2.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals, total at 43 across the board here. The New England Patriots, they're playing the New Orleans Saints right now, or rather at the top of this hour. Patriots 2.5-point favorites, total of 43. But New England will be without their right tackle, Trent Brown. He's been battling a calf injury. Didn't play last week against the New York Jets. Also down once again today against the New Orleans Saints. So the Patriots will not have Trent Brown in that game. Mentioned that Joey Bosa will be active for the Los Angeles Chargers. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs will be without their defensive end, Frank Clark, who is inactive after tweaking his hamstring during practice this week. So Clark now will miss a second game this season. He didn't play against Cleveland in week 1, played last week against the Baltimore Ravens. He is inactive today. Once again, that line 7 with a total of 54.5. And for the New York Giants, some really good news for them. Both pass catchers, wide receiver Kenny Golladay, who's dealt with a hip injury, he is active. Tight end Evan Ingram will make his 2021 debut for the New York Giants. Right now, that line is 2.5, the consensus number 47. But at the South Point, they just went to Giants -3, and we're seeing some threes now pop up on the board. Full disclosure, I'm on the other side. I'm on the Atlanta Falcons. I still like them there, but it makes sense when you get the news of both Golladay and Ingram active for the New York Giants and Daniel Jones and that offense there. So those are the inactives and the actives. Let's get a look at some of the best games on the day. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Los Angeles Rams. It's going to be the most bet game of the day. Tom Brady and the Bucs, the defending Super Bowl champions, against Matthew Stafford and the Rams, who could be a contender in the Super Bowl discussion here out of the NFC. I know a lot of folks like this team preseason, and they've done nothing to deter them as they start 2-0. And right now in that game, we're seeing a pick'em, the total at 55. The line is a pick'em at South Point, though the Buccaneers are favored by 1. However, Westgate, Circa, that is a pick'em there, total at 55.5. So expect quite a bit of points there in that game between the LA Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Interesting to note, though, in another afternoon game, the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Seahawks right now 2-point favorites on the road in Minnesota. Vikings, of course, We'll have to monitor Dalvin Cook. We talked about inactives and inactives. That one will come out later on this afternoon. Cook didn't practice at all this week for the Minnesota Vikings, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But the Seahawks right now, 2-point favorites, total of 54.5. VEASAN, our own Ben Fox tweeted out earlier within the hour that a Caesars sports bettor placed a $400,000 wager on Seahawks money line at minus 130. So far, the biggest reported bet today in the NFL, $400K on the Seahawks money line at minus 130. So interesting stuff there, as always, from Ben. And then, of course, I got a couple notes from Jeff Sherman out of the Westgate. He gave me some sharp sides that some of those sharp bettors are attacking here at these numbers. I'm not on these bets, just to clarify, but these are the numbers that sharp bettors have placed over at the Superbook out there. Cardinals -7, Washington +7.5. Their two-way action on the Browns and Bears game. Sharp bettors took Browns -7. Other sharp bettors took Bears +7.5. Obviously, that key indicator with 7 being a key number. Bengals +3.5 is a bet that's been made. Jets +10.5. Rams +1.5. We saw that line open Rams -1.5 and quickly went to Tampa Bay with people backing Brady and the Bucks. Also, Packers +3.5 in the Sunday night football game against the San Francisco 49ers. Largest wagers of the day, 22,000 to win 20K on Washington +7.5, Browns -7, Jets +10.5, and also 22K to win 20K on Dolphins Raiders first half under of 21.5. So a sharp look there from the Westgate Superbook. Jeff Sherman giving me those notes as always in that one. But first, we have 5 games with teams that are 0-2 against the spread. And I really wanted to get to this. Talked about it on Friday on My Guys in the Desert. Talked about it earlier this morning on Point Spread Sunday. 5 teams, 0-2 ATS. And I want to rank them of 5 down to 1 in terms of least likely to cover to most likely to cover today here in week 3 in the NFL. And number 5, starting with the New York Jets. I hear you. Sharp bettors on Jets +10.5, but I'm going to go head-to-head with the sharps in this one. Haven't placed this bet just yet. We'll see what happens later on today, but I'm not a buyer in this New York Jets team. Look, the offensive line is in shambles for the New York Jets. Mekhi Becton, he's been hurt. They haven't been able to protect Zach Wilson there. It's a difficult travel spot as well for a rookie head coach, a rookie quarterback going to that mountain time zone out there in Denver altitude. We know the whole deal with that coming from New York. So that'll be a travel spot that's difficult for this Jets team. Plus they're going head to head with Teddy Bridgewater, Teddy Bankroll, 37-14 against the spread. I don't know when the market will catch up to Teddy Bridgewater, but he continues to outperform expectations. So Teddy Bridgewater, 37-14 ATS. And of course, the Broncos are 6-2-2 ATS in their home opener since 2011. That's a 75% cover right there. So you're going against a very, very formidable Denver Broncos team that's 2-0. I get it. You're getting multiple possessions with the New York Jets in a game with fewer possessions that we think since the total is sitting at 41.5. But I think of the 5 teams who are 0-2 ATS, I think the Jets are least likely to cover. The number 4 team I have here, the Jacksonville Jaguars against the Arizona Cardinals. Sharp bettors took Cardinals -7, and I agree with them. I wasn't able to get that, but +7.5, I don't really like it with this Jags team. They're an absolute mess. They've yet to reach the red zone in 2 games this season. Just think about how hard that is in today's NFL passing league. Have not reached the other team's 20-yard line in 2 weeks. Also, Urban Meyer has already been issuing the it'll get better statements after just 2 weeks of play here. The Jags 0-2 lost to Denver last week by 10, but it really wasn't even that close when you watch the game there. They just turned the ball over way too much for my liking. 5 turnovers on the season, have yet to force a turnover either, but I do give them a better chance than the New York Jets, though, because they are indeed at home going up against a West Coast team there in the early time period out in Jacksonville. The number 3 team, the Washington football team, and it was interesting speaking with Mike Pritchard and Point Spread Sunday. He said he would bump Washington up to number 2, and I kind of agree with him, but I have them here at number 3. This is a defense that I still believe in that front 4. The Bills offense hasn't looked as crisp here in 2021 as it did in 2020. And to me, I need to see more from Josh Allen. You know, we saw last year they were an explosive passing game, but this year teams are now respecting that. They're hanging back. They're saying, beat us with the run, and the Bills have yet to do that so far. I know they beat the Miami Dolphins 35-0 last week, But that was with Jacoby Brissett in there. Tua gets hurt in the second series. That game just went off the rails rather quickly there. And I like this Washington team on extra rest after playing Thursday night. Quarterback Taylor Heinicke now has 10 days to prepare for a Buffalo defense that I'm still not sold on. They played well in week one against a Pittsburgh offense that's been anemic. And then week two, of course, like I mentioned, with Jacoby Brissett getting thrust into battle there. So I want to see more from Buffalo. So that's why I give Washington my number three spot. My number two spot, Kansas City Chiefs. This is a bet that I am on. Chiefs laying 7 at home against the LA Chargers. Joey Bosa's in. I don't care. The Chiefs getting laying 7 or less at home has only happened one time since 2018. It was December of 2018 against an AFC West opponent when Mahomes was starting. That game, they were laying 3.5. They actually lost that game outright. But I think this is the perfect buy low spot on a Kansas City team that I know we've heard it all week long. 2-11 in their last 13 against the spread. I think this is the buy low spot on the Chiefs. I think they win this one going away against an LA Chargers team that, quite frankly, hasn't been able to execute in the red zone. And my number one team that is 0-2 ATS that is likely to cover, the Atlanta Falcons, because if you're giving me 3 points and I have Matt Ryan and the other team has Daniel Jones, I'm going to take those 3 points with the Atlanta Falcons. I get it. Galladay, Ingram, both in. But the Falcons, they actually hung tough with Tampa Bay last week, 28-25 after three quarters. A couple fluky pick sixes made that a 48-25 football game. But I think that the coaching matchup favors Atlanta, the quarterback favors Atlanta, and it's just two below average teams. So I will always value the field goal right there with the Atlanta Falcons. So excellent stuff there. Number one team that I think we'll cover at the 0-2 ATS teams are the Atlanta Falcons. But stick with us. We got a plethora of guests, including Derek Stevens, Mike Palm, over at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. We'll check in with those guys, talk contests and what they're seeing behind the counter. It is the pregame show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the pregame show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your VSiN free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money, and ticket percentages on every game. Plus, full access to VSiN.com data and analysis. You get everything VSiN has to offer for only $22 per month. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. It is the pregame show coming to you from the South Point Hotel and Casino. Femi Abebefe here in the chair as always, as we're 45 minutes away from kickoff to week number 3 in the National Football League. So, of course, at the 15-minute time in this hour, we got to bring our guys from Circa Resort and Casino, the owner out at Circa, Derek Stevens, as well as the VP of Operations, Mike Palm. Gentlemen, welcome to week number 3 in the NFL. And Derek, of course, I'm sure the stadium swim crowd is packed as usual. Another nice day here in Las Vegas as we are entering week 3 with the full slate of games, 9 of them kicking off here in the top of the hour.
Yeah, it should be a great, great day. What a great setup. What a great schedule this is. I mean, for us, stadium swim sold out, sportsbook behind us sold out. Should be a big, big day. You know, yesterday was our largest write day of the year on a college Saturday, and I expect the same thing. Today should be the biggest write day we've had, and the way these games set up just sets up for it. So we're fired up today.
Yeah, big weekend, but it's always a big weekend in Las Vegas. We had the UFC event going on last night. I'm sure downtown has been festive as always. But Derek, I wanted to ask you about Circa Million off and running. And I saw the surprise picks that you guys tweeted out there. Any surprise, or rather the consensus picks, any surprise with some of those picks there? I know Raiders -4 was the most popular selection, which shouldn't be as big of a surprise since we're here in Las Vegas. I know the 2-0 Raiders covering as dogs and winning outright is going to get a lot of support as people are buying in on this team early here in 2021.
Well, Femi, I think what's surprising is that while the Raiders are the number one consensus pick, the other side of the game is the number four consensus pick, the Miami Dolphins. I don't remember if we had that happen last year where they're both in the same game. We're in the top five, but I guess you have two different theories on it, right? I mean, maybe some people took the Dolphins when Carr was questionable, but now upgraded to probably he's going to play, or they don't think there's any drop-off with Brissett. And then you look at the other side of the coin, the Raiders' defense playing improved football. And look, if you watched Brissett play for three quarters in Miami last week, he didn't seem like the quarterback we saw in Indianapolis over the years. He seemed very slow, very limited in his game. So a ton of action on that game. And then the rest of the other games, I think, were just some line values, right? I mean, the Packers have vacillated back and forth between 3 and 3.5. In the contest, they were 3.5. And we saw they were a consensus pick. People took the Rams at home plus the 1.5. That's obviously going to be the showcase game in the afternoon window. And maybe we'll decide home field in the NFC playoffs this year, quite possibly. And then fading Jacksonville is always a good theme. Cardinals -7.5 were also one of the top five consensus picks.
I wanted to ask you guys about, because Circumillion setting these lines, because the quarterback uncertainty has kind of been the story heading into week number 3, and especially with that Colts-Titans game with Carson Wentz. Now, we found out last night that he was going to be playing, but that's so late. How do you go about making the number when there's so much uncertainty, and it looked like, at least on Thursday and Friday, that Wentz was going to be a true game-time decision?
Well, but the reality is, come 3 o'clock Saturday, the points moved because he had to make the call. And, you know, we had 20 people that didn't get their picks in. So you're going to have to make the decision. There's a little bit of speculation that goes into it. But, you know, when our guys got to put the number up, they take a look at what the number's at, where they think it's going to go and where they think it's going to provide a fair number for the contest. And then obviously things change. I mean, you have the walkthroughs on Friday, and you get a little late-breaking information. So you just got to make a call. Hey, Femi, I do want to bring up one thing that Mike just talked about here with the selections on the Dolphins-Raiders game. Yeah, we've never had a game where we've had over 1,000 selections on both sides. What's also interesting here, and I was listening to Thomas Gable earlier this morning and Patrick and Mike Lombardi, it seems as if around the country, everybody is betting the Raiders. And there's a bit of an anomaly here at Circus Sports. We are very, very long on the Dolphins.
Okay.
Now, we expect that we're going to see a lot of people going to Allegiant Stadium today. Everybody's got their app. We expect we're going to see Raiders money in, but I think we might be out there a little bit because they bet the hell out of the Dolphins with us so far.
You know, when I looked at about 2 a.m. at the decisions, like, we need every favorite. I mean, they're long on every dog except the Bears. We need the Bears. That's about the only dog we need. Otherwise, we need the favorite in all these games. The people are betting the dogs, but we've seen through the first 2 weeks, I mean, the dogs are hitting at an alarming rate.
That's funny. No faith in Justin Fields making his debut here in week number 3 with the Chicago Bears out there. Speaking with Mike Palm and Derek Stevens out at the Circa Resort and Casino. In terms of survivors, 736 accounts made it to week 4 with the Carolina Panthers winning on Thursday. But what are some of the other popular picks for survivor? I mean, it's got to be Denver, right? They're a double-digit favorite at home against a rookie head coach and rookie quarterback. Got to be the Broncos. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Broncos are the big play. 1,468 Circus Survivor entrants took the Broncos. And then, as you said, 736 had the Panthers. So they're already in the house from Thursday night. What's amazing, out of the 1,468, I don't recollect we've ever had a Circus Survivor week where effectively about half of the pool is on one game. When you have that much on one game, obviously everybody that took the Broncos is rooting for him. But at the same point, that puts everybody else in the pool rooting for the Jets. So this is going to be a very highly watched game. What I thought was interesting about the Broncos, for these 1,468 people that took them, they made a decision on week 14. Because if you look at taking the Broncos again later in the season, there's a spot that really stands out, and it's the week 14 spot with Broncos at home against the Detroit Lions. So if the Broncos win, half of the pool will not be able to make that play. So that's kind of an interesting trade-off. Now, you gotta live. You got to survive till week 14, but certainly that Broncos at home against the Lions would have been a heck of a week 14 play.
Are you guys seeing any big bets, especially with this Sunday night football game, Packers and the 49ers? Feels like the Packers are a trendy underdog. It's Aaron Rodgers. You're getting points in prime time. Anything big or anything sharp, rather, because I know a lot of the folks were taking Packers plus 3.5 in the Circa Million, but what about straight bets you're seeing over the counter?
It's been pretty straightforward here. I think a lot of people are waiting to see what some of the actives are for the game. There's a little bit of a question on both offensive and defensive lines, and I think it could have an impact. I mean, I think we're seeing the impact of an offensive line inactive here right away here in this New England Patriot game. I mean, you take Brown out of the mix. I think ever since last year's Super Bowl, when we saw what happened to the Chiefs against the Buccaneers, you know, the offensive lines, I think people are spending a little bit more attention to it. And when you lose, you know, a dominant left tackle and you're going to be rotating tackles from side to side, I think that gives everybody a little bit of pause. And I think we're waiting on a little more information to come out on the late game with regard to actives.
Yeah, I believe Packers offensive lineman Elkton Jenkins, who is the replacement for David Bakhtiari, who's already on the PUP list, he has been downgraded out. That news came out yesterday, so the Packers will be banged up on that offensive line. It's never a good sign when you're going against Nick Bosa, D Ford, and that front four of the San Francisco 49ers. But you mentioned that you're pretty long to the Dolphins, which is kind of surprising to me. You'd figure that a lot of the hometown folks would be back in the Raiders, but like you mentioned, that they could be on those apps and they'll bet them later on as they get towards the game at Allegiant Stadium, kickoff at 1:05 West Coast time. But are there any other games that have a lopsided ticket account that you guys would like to mention here?
Yeah, I mean, that's why when I heard Josh Applebaum today say 80% of the tickets are coming in on Raiders, and I'm looking at our number, I'm like, whoa, we're completely opposite on that one. You know, the other game right now, the biggest variance game of the day is the Giants game. I mean, they're betting the Giants like they already won the game here. You know, I don't know if Matt's gonna have Matt and CB gonna have enough time to get any buyback here, but the Giants game is the one that's way out of whack for us right now.
Yeah, that game right now, you guys have it as Giants -3 at even money with the total at 47.5. And real quick here, we got about a minute left, and I want to hear you guys' picks for today. Mike, I know you've got a parlay or something working up for us. You usually do. What do you guys like on this Week 3 Sunday slate?
I don't love a lot. I actually like the Raiders in this game because I don't think Brissett's any good. But I just did a 3-team 6-point teaser, you know, and I thought this was a week that, especially in this early window, the teasers would be dominant here. And I teased down through the 7 and 3 with 3 games with the Cardinals, with the Browns, and with the Bills. And that's my play for today.
There you go. If I got to take one play, I'm taking Ravens Lions over. I think this linebacker situation the Lions have is really, really bad. I do not see how anyone's going to stop Lamar Jackson. I do think you're going to see a little bit of rush on Goff. Mike Lombardi actually had been talking about throughout the week that he expects a little bit of some pressure on Goff, which increases the probability of turnovers and situations like that. You got a low total, so I'm going over in Baltimore, Detroit.
Also important to note in that game, the Ravens front seven has been decimated by injury and by COVID. I mean, Friday they put 4 key members of that front seven on the reserve COVID list, so Detroit might be able to move the ball a little bit there. We've seen that total tick up from 50, I believe it was, now 50.5 across the board. Mike Palm, Derek Stevens, gentlemen, appreciate you joining us as always from Circa Resort and Casino. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Femi.
See ya.
All right. Those are our guys always joining us here. On the other side, we have Will Hill of the Green Zone and Johnny Avello at DraftKings. Plus, at the 45-minute mark, Chris Andrews of the South Point Hotel and Casino. It is the pregame show here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the pregame show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. This new feature gives you insights on where the money and bets are moving for every game. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Data is available for moneyline, over-under, and against the spread bets. Betting splits are another way VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. It is the pregame show. Coming to you from the South Point Hotel and Casino, I'm Femi Abebefe, getting you set for kickoff here in week 3 in the NFL, 30 minutes away. We'll have Will Hill joining us here momentarily, but first, let's get to our guy at DraftKings, Johnny Avello, the sportsbook director at DraftKings here. Johnny, appreciate you joining me once again. Happy week 3. I know you guys have the championship series, Millionaire Pool, and Survivor going underway there at DraftKings. How's that coming along here as in the third week of the season?
Well, there's still one guy that's undefeated with 10 for 10 for through the first 2 weeks. There's a lot of 5 out of 5s. That means guys have elected not to play week 2, take their bye week. But right down from the top all the way down, it's close in the top, 300 or 400 spots. Some people had some bad weeks and a lot of catching up to do. But for the most part, there's a lot of people still in it. On a survivor side, we've knocked out probably about 20% of the people for through the first 2 weeks. So as long as you stayed away from Green Bay in week one, you're still in good shape.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was looking at the website and it sounds like you can still sign up for the Championship Series Millionaire. Is that correct? It looks like signups end October 10th, if I'm reading that correctly.
You can sign up. It probably wouldn't be a wise move being down 10 games.
Just wanted to get that out there for the folks who wanted to dabble just a little bit and get what the contest is like. Speaking with Johnny Avello at DraftKings, the sportsbook director. How's it handled this week? I know I'm sure you guys are seeing some big bets over the counter. Anything that's pretty remarkable that you've seen so far?
It's good, Femi. There's been some good action. Yesterday was a big day for action, and people filtering it right over into the Sunday. This is one of those weeks where it looks like teasers are going to be in play quite a bit. The Cardinals game is going to get teased down over playing an 0-2 Jag team. The Ravens playing an 0-2 Lion team, that's going to get teased down. Chiefs also will be in part of that teaser, as well as the Browns. So this looks like a week where we're going to probably need to knock out one of these. I don't know how we're going to do it, but it looks like it's something that would help us a lot if it did happen today.
Yeah, maybe the Detroit Lions can get a win for you there, but I wouldn't really bank on that for my betting money here. Any games that have a lopsided ticket count that you'd be able to report?
I'm noticing that the money line on the Saints, we went from 3 down to 2.5. I'm seeing the Saints grab quite a bit of action on the money line. The Falcons on the ticket count on the money line quite a bit. And actually, they did, and a lot of this was early money. They took a chance on the Bears on the money line in this one. That's one of those games where quarterbacks were pushing the spread, up because they weren't playing. This one is pushing the spread down because he's not playing Andy Dalton. I found that one a little bit on the strange side.
Well, let's get to the Bucks and Rams. I'm sure that's probably the most bet game over there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And the initial move in the market went towards Brady and the Bucks when the lines came out on Sunday. But this morning, it looks like we're seeing some Rams money coming in. What's the action like at DraftKings?
Yeah, we are seeing some Rams money, mostly on the money line. The spread itself, we're still seeing some Bucks money. We went from Rams 1 to Bucks, actually 1.5, now settling back at 1. The over is where a good proportion of the money is, about 80% on the over. Wow. You can't blame him for that one, can you?
No, you really can't. I mean, the defenses, at least, I'm not really sold on them, and the offenses are high-powered with Brady and all the weapons that he has and Matthew Stafford, and now under Sean McVay, they look pretty formidable from an offensive standpoint here. Want to get to last game here with you, Seahawks at the Vikings. The Seahawks 2-point favorites. The total in that game also pretty high as well. You guys have it at 54. What are you seeing there? I know the Seahawks can be a trendy team whenever they're coming off of a loss, but so are the Vikings. Zimmer's pretty good ATS off of losses as well. What's the action like in that game, the afternoon game kicking off at 125?
You know, this is a game I'm a little bit wrong on, Femi, and the reason I tell you that is, not that I have an opinion on the game, but I thought that the Vikings would get a good push in this game and possibly go off the favorite because, the first two games, they were capable of winning both of those games, at least one of them, and they didn't get either. And Seahawks haven't looked that good offensively. But the Seahawks do have the money here, about 70% of the money on the money line. It's fairly balanced. And you mentioned it, the over. We went from 51.5 up to 54. So most of the money's on the over on that side.
Yeah, I understand that as well. Neither defense looks that great either. But Johnny, appreciate you joining us here once again on the pregame show. And best luck to you out here in week number 3.
Thanks, Femi. Have a good weekend.
All right, take care, Johnny. Let's bring in now our next guest, my man, Will Hill of the Green Zone, also a contributor for Point Spread Weekly. But Will will be at the top of the hour with Wes Reynolds and Dave Ross and a plethora of other panelists who are watching the 9 morning games here kicking off in about less than 30 minutes. Will, thanks for joining us as always. You'll be watching Falcons Giants today. First of all, thank you for your service and watching that game. Second of all, what do you make of this one? I mean, I'm on Falcons +3, but we talked to Derek about 15 minutes ago out at Circa, and he said that folks are betting the Giants like they know the score. What do you make of this game between the Falcons and the Giants here out in the Meadowlands?
I'm with you, Femi. I got plus +3 in pocket. At 2.5, I'd have to think twice. To me, this is just pretty simple. The Giants, I don't think, should be laying 3 to anybody. You know, maybe the Texans with Mills, maybe the Jaguars at home, but I just think these teams are equal, maybe even slight edge to Atlanta. Atlanta's got much better skill players. When you look at Pitts, when you look at Ridley, I'd still rather have Ryan than Jones, even though Ryan's getting up there in age. To me, the points here are free points. I just think this is a toss-up game. We've seen home field advantage not matter a whole lot, and that's not a crazy, you know, high volume crowd there in New York. They don't even love that team that much. They're 0-2. So if they're behind 7-0, 10-0, that crowd might turn on them. It might be a disadvantage. You might be hearing the boo birds early in that one with the way the season started. So I'm all over Atlanta plus +3. I mean, look, would I be shocked here if the Giants won the game? No, but I just don't think you could lay the number here with the Giants.
Yeah, somebody's pretty confident in the Giants. They laid minus -2.5 at minus -110, 22K to win 20,000 there with the New York Giants. Bless that person's heart. They're backing Daniel Jones as a favorite. Not something that I would be looking at all. But what are you looking at in terms of in-game in this game? Is there anything that you're looking for? You know, the coaching staffs, Arthur Smith, we're still learning him. But we know quite a bit of Jason Garrett and kind of his tendencies as a more conservative play caller. Yeah. Anything you're looking at in-game, especially in that first quarter, first half, to possibly make a play if you didn't have a bet pre-flop?
Yeah, when I go on the green zone, I'll treat it as if I have nothing in pocket and just read the game and go from there. I remember last week we talked Panthers, Saints, and I liked the Panthers. And every update I kept giving us, you know what, the Panthers are killing them. Live bet the Panthers, live bet the Panthers. They were even plus +280 on the money line in the second half, which they came through with. So I'll just, you know, keep an open mind, keep fresh eyes on it. Try to not go in there with any bias and just act like I have nothing on the game. I will be looking. Both teams are bad on the offensive line, so I might look for a live under and just see how both teams are performing up front. It's hard to move the ball. It's hard to sustain drives when you're bad up front. So offensive line play for both teams will probably be something I'll keep an eye on.
Speaking with Will Hill of the Green Zone and a contributor to Point Spread Weekly. Will, I got to ask you about the game of the day in L.A. between the Bucks and the Rams. Right now, the Rams are a pick'em, total of 55.5. Is there anything you like in this game, whether it be side or total?
Yeah, I grabbed the Rams plus +1.5. I teased them up to 7.5. Obviously, you're not going through the key number if you're teasing them now, so you kind of missed the boat there. But I'm on the Rams here. I think this is a game they should win. Look, if the Bucs win this game, I mean, there's not a lot of losses on that schedule. I think the Rams get them today. It should be an interesting game of the day. I think we've all heard that this is a, you know, possible NFC Championship preview. Those things don't always play out when everyone thinks it. Everyone says it. It doesn't always come to fruition, but should be a good game. I'm on the Rams here in what should be a good one. And Tom Brady's first game in LA, which is strange.
Yeah, it's really strange. This 36th city that he will be playing in his NFL career that has lasted a lifetime. No joke there. But what are some of the other favorite plays on the slate today? Anything that you haven't mentioned or anything that you think would be pretty interesting to play here as we're about 20 minutes to kickoff?
Yeah, I like the Colts. That number's moved, but it's still not in a key number. Plus +4.5, I'd still play it. I think that's the consensus line. I just think divisional game, desperate team. The Titans are not great on defense. I think Indy will be able to move the ball. They'll be able to run it. Looks like Wentz will play. Indy's much better on defense. Frank Reich is actually 3-0 in Tennessee. Again, that's not a huge home crowd advantage with the Titans there in Tennessee. So I'm on the Colts plus the points there as well.
Colts plus +4.5. Anything else that tickles your fancy here?
I like Green Bay tonight. I think getting them with the points, I think, you know, that's a huge edge in terms of quarterback. San Fran already with the injuries, man. They've had the past couple of years just beat up all over the place. I think San Fran has struggled under Shanahan as a favorite, 8-18 against the spread, and coming off after a long road trip should be a tough spot for them. I like Green Bay.
Tell you what, buddy, we're going head-to-head in that one. I'm laying it with the Niners here.
All right.
We'll see about that one. I'll DM you how that game unfolds.
Yes.
Will Hill, appreciate you joining us. Best of luck on the Green Zone.
All right, Femi, take care, man. Appreciate you.
All right, we'll wrap things up on the pregame show. Chris Andrews coming up next. Stay with us. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is the pregame show on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Final segment of the pregame show here from the South Point Hotel Casino. Look at the sportsbook folks lining up to get those bets in with 15 minutes to go until kickoff here in week three of the NFL. Femi Ebebefe here getting you set for kickoff 15 minutes away, like I mentioned, which means let's bring in our next guest, the sportsbook director here at the sportsbook that you just took a look at, Chris Andrews. Chris, welcome once again to the pregame show. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Wanted to just ask you off the top, what games are drawing the most interest, the most attention from the betting public?
Oh, man, we got a lot of them today. One you probably wouldn't think, but, you know, numbers can dictate everything. Falcons and Giants getting a ton of business on that game.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't know why, but, you know, except for the number. Early morning, of course, you know, the Chiefs and Chargers, that's the huge game, you know, in the national interest. The Saints and Patriots, tons of action both ways there. You know, Femi, I can go up and down the whole list. I mean, pretty much every game is getting a ton of interest. And then, you know, I forgot to mention Steelers-Bengals. We've got tons of money on the Bengals with all the Steeler injuries. And, you know, we'll have a great afternoon, too, with the Dolphins-Raiders. You know, plenty of action there. And then, of course, probably the feature game of the weekend, Bucks and Rams. That's, you know, getting a lot of play, too. But we can go up and down the line. Like I said, everything's getting a lot of play today.
Yeah, Chris, I want to ask you about Bucks and Rams in just a little bit here, but have you guys taken any big bets? Rumor is that one of these early slate games has presented a six-figure wager here on this week three slate.
Yeah, we took $100,000 bet on the Saints plus the three, but we're back to three with that game, so you know, we have plenty of Patriots money, so. Yeah, we took that. We got a couple 50s, a lot of 20s and 30s all scattered all over the place, you know. So we're just, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, just deal with it as best you can. And hopefully at the end of the day, we could grab a few dollars for ourselves along the way.
That makes sense. Speaking with Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director at the South Point Hotel and Casino. And the Kansas City Chiefs playing the Los Angeles Chargers. You said that's one that's seen a lot of action. Have bettors been deterred to back this Chiefs team? I'm on them today, so cross my fingers for that. But have the public been deterred from backing this team that's 2-11 in the last 13 games against the spread?
Well, not today, certainly. But, you know, I mean, besides the fact that they're 2-11 in their last 13 games against the spread, the Super Bowl losers usually have a pretty bad record the following year. You know, and they tend to just be overpriced a little bit. Now, I don't know if that's the case with the Chiefs. They seem to have a lot of the parts still in place from the last 2 years where they've been, you know, probably, if you're going to judge by 2 years, they're probably the best team in the NFL, even though they lost Super Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. But that hasn't deterred anybody today. But, you know, we're up to 7 with this game. We opened 6.5. A lot of money on the Chiefs, not a lot of backers for the Chargers. It was kind of surprising me that people wouldn't take the 7, but they haven't yet. But we still got like about 10 minutes of post time. We'll see if it happens in the final swing here. But so far it's been all Chiefs money.
Game of the day is in Los Angeles between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the LA Rams. And right now I'm looking at your guys' numbers at the South Point. Bucks a 1-point favorite with a total of 55.5. But I'm seeing the consensus line as a pick'em. Now, last Sunday when the line first opened up, it was a lot of Bucks money, people backing Brady, and rightfully so. He's the best quarterback of all time. But it feels like this morning that the Rams are starting to get some of the respected money here as we're leading up to kickoff at 125. What's the action like? Is it two-way action that you guys have here between the Bucks and Rams?
Yeah, it is. You know, we opened pick, and that first flurry was on the Buccaneers. We even went as high as 1.5 on it. But then it's come back on the Rams, and right now, money-wise, we're pretty even, although ticket count probably close to 2-1 on Tampa Bay. But we've gotten a lot of money both ways. You know, I think this is just going to be a terrific game. People can't wait to see this one. Pretty high total, too, 55.5. Looks like the highest total of the weekend. So they're expecting a shootout, and, you know, everybody knows about Brady and, of course, Matthew Stafford now with a team with some pretty decent talent around them. A good coach behind him. I think people are expecting big things out of him, and well, they should. So this should be a good game. Hopefully, I hope it's high scoring. You know, we got pretty even money as far as the total goes. I guess a little bit more on the over. But this should be a hell of a game. I can't wait for this one this afternoon.
Yeah, I think all eyes will be on that one between the Bucks and the Rams. Like I said, kickoff at 125. West Coast, 425. On the East. And I ask you this question every week because it's one of my favorite questions here. As a bettor, which game has the most lopsided ticket count here at the South Point?
Geez, the most lopsided. I could probably go to the first game on the list here, the Cardinals and Jaguars. Not too many people want to bet the Jaguars. And the Cardinals have looked, yeah, right. What a surprise. What a newsflash. So not too many people want to bet the Jaguars. But the Cardinals, you know, have looked good. I mean, they're 8.5-point favorites on the road. But that really hasn't deterred that many bettors. But as I go down my list, another one, even though the money's on the Dolphins, but the ticket count is highly in favor of the Raiders. Between those two, those are the big disparities as far as ticket counts go.
That's excellent to hear there. Chris Andrews, the sports book director here at the South Point. Chris, appreciate you joining us as always. We'll chat with you next Sunday.
All right, my friend. Good talking to you. See you, Penny.
All right, take care. That is Chris Andrews giving us information there. That's music to my ears as a Dolphins bettor. Money on Miami, a lot of the tickets on Las Vegas. Now, it's obviously not going to guarantee a win, but that's how I would at least draw it up in my eyes there. But with about 5 minutes to go in the show today, let's run down the board, get you the most up-to-date lines, sides, and totals as we approach kickoff here in 9 minutes in week three of the NFL. Let's start off with the game. 469, 470 in your rotation. Arizona Cardinals, Jacksonville Jaguars. Cardinals, 8-point favorites with the total at 51.5. And important to note in that game, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is active. He is active in for the Cardinals. He was dealing with a rib injury all throughout the week, but is able to go here. Didn't practice, so we'll see how Hopkins plays without practicing. Important to note that the Jaguars will be without cornerback C.J. Henderson, so that's a possible matchup there with the Cardinals receivers against the Jaguars cornerbacks. The next game, Colts and the Titans. Carson Wentz is active, but Indianapolis will be dressing three quarterbacks, so keep in mind Wentz coming off those two ankle sprains. Right now, the consensus line, Titans -4.5 with the total at 47. Indianapolis will once again be without right tackle Braden Smith. The next game, Ravens at the Detroit Lions. Of course, the Baltimore Ravens dealing with a myriad of COVID issues on their front seven of the defense. So Baltimore right now a 7.5-point favorite with a total of 51. That total continues to tick up. Derek Stevens, the owner at Circa, said that would be his play of the day, would be the over in that Ravens-Lions game, and the market is total agreement with him there. So the Ravens right now, keep in mind, I have a teaser on that game, but keep in mind, they do have those guys hurt in the front seven due to COVID and other injuries. The next game, Washington football team against the Buffalo Bills. No injuries report in this one of note, except Matt Ioannidis for Washington is down at defensive tackle, but their defensive line is so deep that I don't think that will really matter in terms of the outcome of the game. But the Bills are a 7-point favorite with the total at 45.5. This one was as high as 9 earlier in the week, but a lot of money coming in on the football team. Jeff Sherman at Westgate told us sharp bettors took Washington +7.5, so could be a close one out there in Western New York. Next game, New Orleans Saints and the New England Patriots. This one has me flummoxed. I bet Patriots -3. That is the consensus line. Westgate's at 2.5. The total's sitting at 43.5. Chris Andrews, who we just spoke with, said a better place $100,000 on the New Orleans Saints. It makes me comfortable to say that they've moved now back from 2.5 to 3. So that one will be an interesting game. Trent Brown, offensive tackle for the New England Patriots. He is out for that game dealing with that calf injury, so keep that in mind. Also, the Saints will have defensive backs Marshawn Lattimore and CJ Gardner-Johnson back in, but they will be without their center Eric McCoy. The next game, Los Angeles Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs laying 7. Total has just ticked up from 54.5 to 55. Points will be plenty at Arrowhead. Chiefs will be without Frank Clark, their defensive end. Chargers defensive end Joey Bosa, he is active, so a big boost for the Chargers, but they will be without defensive back Chris Harris and defensive lineman Justin Jones. Our next game of the day, apparently, at the South Point and at Circa, for that matter, the Atlanta Falcons and the New York Giants. The Falcons are 2.5-point underdogs. I'm on Falcons +3. Giants, though, with a total at 47.5. Giants are getting back Evan Ingram and Kenny Golladay. Falcons will be without their wide receiver Russell Gage and cornerback AJ Terrell, who's battling a concussion. Then in Cleveland, the Browns taking on the Chicago Bears. Browns -7.5 with a total of 45. Welcome back Odell Beckham Jr. Also welcome Justin Fields, who will be making his NFL debut as a starter here in week number 3. That line was at 9, now down to 7.5. A lot of money coming in on Chicago +7.5. Then our final game, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Steelers laying 2.5 with a total of 42. TJ Watt out for Pittsburgh. T. Higgins out for the Bengals. So that will be an interesting game to keep in mind. The Steelers coming off a loss at home against the Raiders. Can they bounce back? We'll find out. Kickoff in a matter of moments. And that will wrap things up for us here on the pregame show. Thank you to Mike Palm, Derek Stevens, Will Hill, Johnny Avello, and Chris Andrews. And of course, thank you to you for tuning in, and best of luck. The Green Zone coming up next here. 7 hours of all sorts of bets on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.